She's... When they said over 100 pieces of evidence, they weren't kidding. Yes, I think... it would be a lot easier if they were numbered, but I think I have the dates right. 17th, 22nd, 28th, and the first is... Oh, the first is here. Got it. Yep. Oh, no. I'm just rereading to make sure I didn't miss any details. I'm always so paranoid that once we get this far into the game, once we get to the final cut, there's always some little detail that was dropped in the very first set of evidence. But nothing's really jumping out to me yet. How are you doing? What? How? Let me see. I am absolutely terrified how your mind works, but I'm not gonna question it if it gets us ahead. Code is... So if this is a 6-digit code, have you found anything with 6 digits in it? No, there was the trunk that needed a 4-letter code, but this is 6 numbers. Oh, yes, his apartment. Yes, okay, so his apartment is 6, 3, 1, 7, 2, is that a 4 or a... I'm sorry, you wrote very quickly. Okay, 4. Great. We got it? Yeah, you may now open envelope 5. All right, do you have that on your side of the... Oh, perfect. Okay, oh my god, that's... I'm gonna clear some space on the table. Yeah, here, pass it to me. You know how you said you were getting a little bit bored with all of the minigames being QR codes on our phones? How do you feel about taping together dozens of pieces of paper? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know, I would love to do this myself, but I think since you so clearly complained about not having a more tactile, hands-on game in this box, I think you deserve the honors. Oh, absolutely. You are so welcome. Here you go. All of that. There you are. I'm gonna go through the written portion while you get on that. No, so far it seems to be post-it notes, a couple journal entries with some questionable stains in the corners, and... a letter from the captain. Hold on, I'm reading. Oh. No, we didn't do anything wrong, but... You know how Kendra was missing, and we both said that she was probably in Cabo on a beach somewhere? Police found her buried in a shallow grave behind the shed. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah, right here. It said she was found partially dismembered in a shallow grave on the back of the property. Forensic analysts determined that she was killed in 1996. Hang on. I just looked at this. Here, company records show that Donovan was fired in 94, and then he kind of went off the grid for a few years before being hired at the very start of 1996. And it says that she was most likely killed closer to the winter? I have no idea how they determine that. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. She was the first victim. He didn't start his killing spree until 97, so if she was the first, he... Hang on, Yes. I got it, I'm pulling it up. It's pinned somewhere on the wall. Hang on, I got it. What? I'm excited! So close to finishing this, and I want to get it right. Really? It's nice. I mean, I've been doing these murder mystery games for years, but I don't know. It's more fun to do it with other people. Ever since I was a kid, I used to love the Nancy Drew novels. I thought they were so exhilarating. Just the way she was able to solve these puzzles and collect evidence and use logic to figure out all these crimes and, well, murders now. Oh, well, I know that most boxes are, you know, 1 to 5 players. Usually you can solve them on your own anyway, but I think this is more fun. Playing these mystery games on your own can get lonely sometimes. Well, more than sometimes lately. Well, all that to say, I am very glad that you are also enjoying this, and I do hope you know that I will be recruiting you for every other box I get going forward. Well, glad to have you on the team. Oh no, I had no idea these even existed before I moved out on my own. I mean, my parents never would have allowed me to play games like this, not without real-life consequences, but, you know, once I got away from that whole situation, my caseworker introduced me to them. He introduced me to a lot of games, actually. Mostly games of chance, things like that. It was his belief that I would be best suited to learn how to play games that didn't involve peering into other people's minds, or being able to greatly improve my chances by being able to look into their minds. As you can imagine, I really wasn't encouraged to play things like poker or go fish. It was more like blackjack, games of chance. And eventually, they introduced me to murder mysteries, or just mystery boxes in general. Games of logic and riddles and puzzles where you have to use your wits to collect evidence and figure out what the next part of the mystery is. I always found it so much more thrilling, I guess is the word. I couldn't cheat. And I couldn't peer into anyone's mind to get ahead. Everyone else was always working on the exact same problem that I was. It was nice. And even though I've gone through essentially every mystery box company you can think of, I still enjoy doing them. I have a collection in my closet. I still go back to some of my old ones. After I have thoroughly forgotten all of the puzzles I've already solved. If you like, you are more than welcome to go through and take any you like home. Or, you know, pick one that you'd like to do together later. I wouldn't mind. Oh, no, not at all. I definitely wouldn't mind. And maybe once Abigail has a night free, she could join us as well. I think she would absolutely lose her mind at some of these. A lot of them actually happen to involve cryptids. Well, at least supernatural creatures. A lot of vampire ones, unsurprisingly. How are you two doing, by the way? Really? Oh, good. Good. I'm really happy to hear that. Well, I'm very happy for you both. Seems like she has taken you on quite a few adventures. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little jealous. What? It's not a matter of who. I... Well, I'm not going to answer that. Then how convenient only one of us can read minds. No, I'm not being difficult. Oh, I can promise it is not that. Yes, I mean it. Oh, dear, I'm happy you two are happy. That you found someone who meets you where you are. I only hope that one day I can find something as half as good as that. I see how happy you make each other, how much you challenge each other and rile each other up, even though it takes place usually at the desk while you're working. I'm very happy you two have that. I wouldn't say anyone in mind. No, I didn't mean anything by that. That was... No, it was not a Freudian slip. I don't even know if you're using that term correctly, actually. No, I... Well, I'm not going to answer that either way. I'm happy for you. And I know we briefly discussed it. Dear, it was right after your exam. Emotions were running high, and apparently Abigail had just confessed to you right before a very important test, which I still need to talk to her about that, but... A lot of things were said. And regardless if any of that still reigns true, which I'm not saying it is, I'm just stating fact. You are in a relationship with Abigail. And you two make each other very happy. And I couldn't ask for any more for you. No, I am the farthest thing from upset. Dear. If you're saying sorry, I don't want to hear anything else that comes after that. You have absolutely nothing to apologize for. And if you have any guilt whatsoever about how things played out, I don't want it. I'm a big girl. And I have taken more than enough time to understand my own emotions and to accept when something just doesn't time out. I can live with that. And if there's any discussion to be had about it, it can be held later. After you and Abigail have had more time to settle in your relationship. Are you happy? The Then that is all that I need to know. Yes, yes, we are completely fine. There's no question about that. And you're still not getting out of your murder mystery duties. I hope you understand that. Good. I would hate to lose that. Yes, yes, I agree. I think, topic change is in order. Oh. Drastic topic change. Okay, yes. That was quite a while ago, but, yes, I vaguely remember you mentioning the town sigil on the library card. Right, you said it looked like a D mirroring a G, which is, well, just how it looked, I'm assuming. Why? Oh. How do you mean? She just didn't notice until you pointed it out to her, or she... Oh. So, how did the card look to her before she got her license? Huh. No, I never changed anything about her library card. It's the same one she was issued the day she moved here. That's strange, to say the least. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone. Well, I... Oh, no, it's... You know what it is? We have a murder mystery box out. I just have theories on the brain. Well, it's just strange that you mention the library card, because Abigail is the first person I have ever given a library card to who was, you know, a non-wielder who then became licensed. I've never had someone who wasn't already licensed apply for a card or anything like that, so she'd be the only one. I no, this again. I don't know. Glenwood was recommended to me by someone in the Bureau. Or a friend of someone in the Bureau. Someone who already lived here. No. Actually, now that you mention it, I don't remember seeing it on a map beforehand. I was just given the address and... Come to think of it, I don't even have that anymore. Is this why you two were looking at town records a few months back? I see. Why didn't you come to me about this before? What? No, I admit, I don't think there's much to go off of, but I'm not hiding anything. Certainly nothing about Glenwood in its entirety. The only thing I would hide would be the books in the library from Abigail, and obviously that's not necessary anymore. Oh. No, that is strange. Well, before you go into full conspiracy theory, I don't think it's anything malicious. I don't even really think it's a thing at all, just a strange coincidence. But if that is something that you two are looking into, I would be more than happy to offer my services. I have lived in Glenwood for longer than both of you. Yes, of course. I mean, clearly I am not disinterested in mysteries. All right. Then the next time you and Abigail are discussing this conspiracy, I'm using that term lightly because we don't actually know what's going on, I would like to join you. At the very least, I'd like to be there when you get the answers so I don't have to spend 2 hours of you two relaying it to me out of order. I wouldn't say that. You did it quite a few times whenever you were relaying movies back to me. No, I would say telling me the ending at the very start of your synopsis is still going out of order. It doesn't build tension. It just... we will have this argument all day. Do you want to solve a murder or not? Mm-hmm, that's what I thought. Now, you keep going with the paper, and I am going to try to figure out what all of these journal entries mean. No, it's just another cipher code. Do you still have the key we found in envelope 2? I have a feeling I'm going to be using all 3 of the fake alphabets. Do you want to switch? Oh, but we could. It would be so easy to switch. Look, I can hand you the paper right now and we can... all right, but don't be mad at me when it takes me an hour just to figure out this one puzzle. No, we are not timing it. Not again, I keep losing.